This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you're involved. I appreciate the time that you reach out. Many of you do reach out and ask for information or where to find out more about the guests that I have on. And I, you know, you can always go back to the shows. You can find all of them on the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. And, you know, again, just listen, all right? And you're going to find out that you really will find out where they're at, where they're coming from, more information about them. I think it's great. Look, it's my website, but I still think it's great. You don't have to go searching and calling and everything else. If you have problems with it, feel free to send me an email. I'm not, I know we're not perfect over there. We got a lot of little fixing to do and cleanups and what have you. So, again, joemessina.com. You'll find most everything there. joemessina.com. All right. What am I doing? What am I not doing? Where was I? Oh, yes, my fun one. So, before Brad Dacus comes on, I thought I'd have some fun with a couple of these. I think I can do it. The Nikki Haley. You know, some of you are all into her and into what she stands for and. And all I'm going to say is you need to pay attention. Really pay attention. Listen to a couple of her flip-flops. And if it doesn't faze you, then you go ahead and you vote the way you're going to vote. You do what you're going to do. But it's wrong. Take a listen. Come on. And
I'm Nikki Haley, and I'm running for president. I will not, not now, not ever, support raising the gas tax. Let's increase the gas tax by 10 cents over the next 3 years. Every person on social media should be verified by their name. That's, first of all, it's a national security threat.
I never said government should go and require anyone's name.
So I think China's been a really great friend of ours. Yes, I view China as an enemy. That was not what I intended to say. I do not think we need to pull money from the U.N. The U.N., the only thing is we would defund the U.N. as much as possible.
Yeah, don't vote for Nikki Haley tonight.
No, just amazing.
Did not run as President Trump ran. I'm Nikki Haley, and I'm running for president.
So we can't trust her to tell the truth. We can't trust her to turn on us. We can't trust her not to turn on the guy that helped her. Now, look, if Trump went overboard and you don't like him anymore and now you're not going to vote, okay, that's one thing. But she came out, one over all the MAGA people, mostly based on the fact that of what she just said. Right? It's just amazing. And it's not going to change anytime soon. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-REAL-JOE. 732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being engaged, being involved. You got to be involved. If you're not involved, then you don't have the information. Okay, so later on, in hour three, we're gonna play the piece. We're gonna play a couple of pieces. One from Bill Federer. He is somebody who knows the Constitution. He knows what our founding fathers were looking for. He knows what the arguments were. And we're gonna talk about religion in this country in the early days. Truly what they wanted, what they were looking for, what they were looking to happen. A couple of comedy clips. But then Mark Robbins, right? He's a lieutenant governor in North Carolina. He has a great speech on reparations that y'all should hear. Listen to me. That y'all, I almost sounded like Hillary Clinton there, didn't I? That y'all should hear. Seriously. Because, again, there is so much going on that you want to be a part of, that you want to know about, that you want the knowledge behind it. All right, Nancy Pelosi, not somebody I want to keep talking about, but, you know, I worry about her like Beetlejuice. If I say her name enough, she might actually show up. She knocks Trump's cognitive disorders. Isn't it funny how none of them bring up Joey Beast? Not a one. But you got to hear this woman. This is almost, and I say almost for a reason, this is almost hilarious. Take a listen. With her interview, her.
I've heard what Nikki Haley thought about that that confusion, that mistake by Donald Trump, but I don't know what you thought about it, and I'm curious.
Well, let me just say I'm not going to spend too much time on Donald Trump's cognitive disorders, but what I am going to say, and I want to, in friendship, say to Chris, he tried to say that Nikki Haley did not allow the National Guard to come, but it was Nancy Pelosi. It wasn't nobody. It was Joe. It was Donald Trump. He knows, and you.
Did she just admit that she didn't allow the National Guard to come? That's a whole different story. Okay, let me continue on with her.
Donald Trump. He knows, and you know, that Mitch McConnell, Chuck Schumer, and I begged for hours for the National Guard to come. He knows that we don't have the authority to bring the National Guard. The president does. Sad to say, for the District of Columbia, because every other state, the governor has that power. So I'm more concerned about what he was trying to accuse her of than, again, his many misrepresentations.
It's just amazing. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host, always on. Always on. Good to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let's just bring them on because I don't want to waste a whole bunch of time. I got a lot I want to get through. Brad Dinkins joins us as he does from, well, he does every week pretty much from PJI, Pacific Justice Institute, where he's protecting your rights as parents, as citizens, and so on. Brad, always a pleasure to have you with me again. Before we get buried in the stories, tell people how they can help you, where they can find you, that kind of thing.
Oh, you bet. Well, Pacific Justice Institute, you know, we're a nonprofit 501c3 legal powerhouse that defends religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life. And we do it with the largest footprint of its kind among legal groups like ours. We have 36 offices spread out among 29 states, coast to coast, that we do all our work without charge. It's exciting to see. We have over 220 cases right now in active litigation. We have so many people, some of those are class action lawsuits, but if people need assistance, if they'd like to get our look at our resources on how to protect their children from social workers, et cetera, or they'd like to support our organization, they can just go to our website and sign up to get our Legal Insider, or they can become a monthly donor. And the exciting thing is that people sign up this month in January to be a monthly supporter for this year, everything will be matched dollar for dollar for the entire month of 2024. So it's a great opportunity for people who want to join our team, get a great tax deduction, and really have an impact in a year where it's really important that we advance and not retreat.
And you guys do a great job. There's a lot of good information. A lot of good things on the website that you can get when it comes pertains to taking care of your kids, the rights you have with your kids at schools. It's getting a little crazy out there, though, Brad, because every state now is taking on its own, laws or what have you when it comes to some of the transgender surgeries and the rights that parents have with their kids in schools. It's tough to keep up on, isn't it?
Oh, it is, but we're litigating these issues very aggressively. And we're really excited, frankly, about the future because of President Donald Trump's appointments to the Supreme Court. We've had a major game changer in the Supreme Court and our courts in general, so that we are taking on these cases like pronoun, dealing with pronouns, et cetera.
Teachers,
and we're teachers, and we're looking forward to getting not only more lawsuits to take on these thugs from the teachers union, et cetera. But to get it to the United States Supreme Court as quickly as possible, where we're very confident at the end of the day, they will rule in favor of the religious freedom and conscience of teachers not wanting to lie to parents or use the wrong pronoun, as well as defending the rights of parents over the health, education, welfare, and upbringing of their children, which many of these public government school districts are trying to deny these parents. It's not on our watch, and we intend to sue every single one of these school districts that intends to continue with this kind of outrageous anti-parent, respective parents policies.
Yep. All right. So, Mr. Optimist, it's just been scouting SCOTUS. How in God's creation did they come up with a 5-4 ruling? Opinion, by the way, you and I discussed that before. They come up with a 5-4 opinion that what Texas was doing, in essence, was unconstitutional. They had no right to protect themselves. Tear down, allow the Biden administration to tear down the razor wire. This makes absolutely no sense to me. Help me understand.
Yeah, it could have gone either way. In all fairness to both sides, it could have gone either way. There were valid legal arguments to both sides. In fact, it was, I understand, a 5-4 decision. So it was very
lost
close decision.
Roberts and Barrett.
Right. So, but here's what the arguments are. So the majority, the five judges, what they contended with was a preemption doctrine, which basically says, hey, if the federal government has authority in an area of law, and they exercise that authority, then states have to stand down. They can't adopt rules, policies, et cetera, that in any way conflict with the federal government's implementation of their rules that they set up for that area. The states are preempted by federal law. Now, that's the general rule. However, Article 1, Section 10 in the Constitution does specifically though recognizes, the general, a preemption of federal government, it does give an exception to states when it comes to, extreme situations of protecting themselves. And it's often interpreted to apply to imports and things being brought into the country that are an affront or a threat to the nation. Well, that's we not only have that being satisfied with allowing fentanyl to come in and kill over 100,000, 112,000 Americans just in the last couple of years. But we also have humans being imported into the United States with serious health and safety concerns, which is why we have it with regards to products and goods, et cetera, et cetera. So you know, I think that was actually a very strong argument, a very rational argument, especially when you look at the facts involved, the very extreme facts, the very extreme threat to the health and safety of the state of Texas. I think they should have gone. I think the four judges were correct, and it's a shame they didn't prevail. But that's where we stand now. The silver lining in this, Joe, is that if in the future you have a president like, say, Donald Trump, that is going to say, no, we're going to get tough on the borders. No, you can't come into the United States unless you have a valid passport and visa, et cetera. You know, wait your turn on the other side of the borders. And then let's say California, Governor Gavin Newsom says, oh, no, I want to flood California even more with immigrants so we can even solidify even more the future Democrat votes. So I'm not going to do it. I'm going to let them just pour across our border. This case law will protect President Trump, if he is elected, in his ability to prevent Governor Gavin Newsom and maybe the governor of New Mexico from doing stupid things like that, threatening the welfare of the American people.
You're just such an optimist. God bless you. Here we have the federal government down at the border, right? They're supposed to be doing their job down there. And what I see is they're not doing their job for whatever reason. They don't want to do their job. And if China is lining their pockets, you would think, when you have a situation like this where you have a state that goes, we can't, look at what New York and Chicago are doing, you know, and now the states go, we can't afford this. We can't keep this up. And in my unlegal mind, the justice has said, too bad, deal with it. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with our buddy Brad Dacus in just a few minutes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in a witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News update. A Russian military transport plane that was carrying 74 people, including 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war, crashed today in a border region near Ukraine. There were no survivors. Marijuana sales in Michigan were high last year, over $3 billion, which is higher than the alcohol sales in the state. Western China reeling from aftershocks after a 7.1 magnitude earthquake yesterday in a remote part of the country. Three people were killed, five injured, hundreds of buildings damaged. Former President Donald Trump won New Hampshire's Republican presidential primary yesterday, defeating former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley and moving him closer to a rematch with President Biden this fall. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Yes, 5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the way we win. Right? When you have the information you need, it's easy to push back. If you do not have the information, then it's a problem. That's why I bring on people like Brad Dacus. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. You know, I love to say, and I mean it sincerely, I'm not just making fun of myself. Just because I have a mic doesn't mean I have the smarts. Just because I have a mic doesn't mean I know what I'm talking about. You know, these guys that get on the air, and I'm not, you know, I love a lot of the other guys in our business, but these guys that get on the air, and it's one thing if they have an opinion. Everybody has an opinion, right? But when they talk with such authority, like they know what they're talking about, I've been at this for a long time. No, they don't. They don't know the legal ins and outs. They know what they heard or what their staff has told them, that kind of thing. You want to hear from the experts. You want to have a clue. Again, Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, always appreciate your time with me as well.
Yeah, Joe, you're way too humble. I know you, and you're very bright, and you're a keen strategist. And so, anyway, but we have great conversations for a reason together when we're off the air, and I really appreciate your insight.
But I tell people all the time, it's kind of like now, you know, I've got a safety cushion to a degree, and I call you and say, all right, I'm thinking about doing this at a board meeting. And, you know, you tell me how to do it, or, Joe, that's probably not the best way to approach that. So I do have an expert that helps me work and walk through these things, and that's why I tell people, get your information. Don't necessarily go by gut on this stuff, because you don't want to hang yourself or close a door that you could actually use to the advantage of yourself and others as well. So get informed, then engage. That's kind of where my head's at, you know? So
right.
All right. You know what? We had such a great conversation. I forgot what we were talking about.
we're talking about the border.
And if they try to take, during the break, I said to you, look, if they try to lock up Abbott, if the feds show up to put him in jail, you're going to see you're going to see a feud like we haven't seen in forever, and a physical, violent feud, in my mind.
Oh, it will be. It'll be much worse than anything that George Wallace and his Arkansas, radical policies, brought about. I hate to analogize it with George Wallace because he was on the wrong end of the stick there, if you will.
Yeah.
But Governor Abbott, highly respected, high integrity. His character, his demeanor, very rational. The people of Texas really appreciate him. I know it. I've people I know in Texas. I go to Texas. I speak in Texas and churches, et cetera, and groups. So they would stand up for their governor, and like they would standing up against the Mexican army trying to take the Alamo. I mean,
right.
It would be a very bad move. To have him arrested for being very, resolved that he has an obligation to protect the people of Texas. And, just today on one of the news broadcasts, they interviewed one man who was crossing across the border, and they said, and the reporter said, so are you here for entitlements? Are you here for entitlements? And the man had a thick, Arabic accent. He says, I'm not here for entitlements. And he goes, what are you here for? He goes, soon America will know who I am.
Oh, yeah, then, I saw him. You are correct.
Yeah,
yep.
And he looks almost exactly like that famous terrorist from Uzbekistan who was just released a year ago. And apparently the statistics are that there are many, many radical terrorists in our country. It's not like, well, they might be or they may come. No, the records show they are here, and they've been let go, or they're just the statistics of looking at the percentage who were caught,
yes.
And then the percentage of those who got across without being caught. We have a serious problem with many major terrorists in our country that could turn this country upside down into chaos because of the policies, the deliberate policies of Biden, to put the health and safety of all Americans at risk, especially those in Texas. Texans know that. They'll defend their governor.
Well, you started down the road, I'm in total agreement with you. I mean, extrapolate out who and what they've caught, right? And figure it out. I mean, people, come on, use the brain cells that God gave you. Figure out how big that could be, how many people that means that were let in here. And all you need is a couple of cells because Joey B isn't going to fight this. He hasn't done anything about violence in the streets in this country. And these guys can easily get involved. You've seen what the pro-Palestinian fights have done, the riots. You can't call them anything but a riot. You've seen what they've done. So I don't know how they justify this. I really don't. I don't know how they try to tell you that it's not an issue and it's not a problem,
Yeah, what these terrorists threaten to bring into our country will make the domestic terrorism of summer of 2020 look like child's play, potentially. That is their intention. It's not just to create havoc. It's to kill and destroy and bring America to its knees, just like the radical Muslim leaders of Iran and others are predicting that they're going to do and allegedly preparing for what they want to do to this country. So this is serious. I think it was 162 people on the terrorist list that were caught.
Be clear.
When you look at the 1.2 million illegals that came through who were not vetted at all, not caught, of those, just looking at as far as statistics, we have terrorists in our country committed for the destruction. So, I like to think that, they can put personality kind of things aside and look at the issues that really matter this November and the health and safety of America, not just our border, principally, but just the health and safety concerns that are coming from that should have everyone thinking rationally and when they pull the lever in November.
You know, I always say it, I mean it, I never have enough time with you. I got so many things I like to throw your way. Right now, you've got major doctors across the country, some even from John Hopkins University, now admitting that these puberty blockers, well, they may not be as reversible as we thought them to be. I mean, this is going to open up a whole new world of lawsuits against these major hospitals, is it not?
Oh, it will. And, in fact, I want to encourage anyone out there that knows of anyone who's been victimized by whether it's the public schools or hospitals, government institutions, psychiatrists, whatever, and they're now suffering because they were not informed, they weren't given the risk, et cetera, and are now suffering because of these gender distortion surgeries or hormonal treatments. I encourage them to contact us at Pacific Justice Institute, and we'll be more than happy to try to refer them to an attorney that can file a major lawsuit against these entities that are responsible. It could be a school counselor at a public school or a public school teacher who's incompetent and unqualified to be grooming any child after school or during school hours, yet we see it happening. I encourage anyone victimized, contact us so we can sue or line up attorneys that can represent these people to sue these school districts, the teachers, the superintendents, the hospitals, the psychiatrists, the counselors, et cetera. We have to hold them accountable, and the courts are a great way to do it.
Well, I think it's a topic for another night, kind of close to me, which is I also think there's going to be a whole new world for the legal people to protect trustees, school board trustees that are on the side of the parents. I think you're going to see more lawsuits come against them as the days go on. The one doctor opened his mouth and said, look, kids have a zero idea about fertility, and both puberty blockers now and cross-sex hormones carry serious health risks, including bone density issues, sexual dysfunction, infertility, and so many other things. But they have known this for a while, haven't they?
Yes, they have. But it's not about the science. It's not about the facts. It's not about the large number of victims.
Money.
It's about money, and it's about a radical, almost cultic ideology from the radical LGBTQ movement to further their movement at the expense of everyone else, including innocent children being used and abused through this process.
All right. When we come back, we're going to have a little conversation about the January 6th rioters and the Supreme Court now agreeing to get involved. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Brad Dacus when we return.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going ahead. We are back. Show me to your host. Baby, baby, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly, not kind of, sort of, truly be part of the conversation. Okay? That's the way we win. We win when you get informed, and then you fight to win. And you need to fight. You can't give up halfway through. You parents who come to school board, water board, city council meetings, and you don't get what you want two or three meetings, I'm not trying to be mean, but really, shame on you. This stuff has gone on for decades. These arguments between, not just school board members, but been going on for a long time. You show up, and all of a sudden, you think everything's going to change in a heartbeat? No. You got to fight for it. Just like everybody else, you got to fight for it. And I'm telling you, you'll win. You'll make a difference, no question about it. But you got to stay with it. And I can give you story after story after story where we've seen this happen. Somebody has shown up. They've been willing to fight. And guess what? They end up winning. So this is what I want you to do. If you find something close to your heart, you find a fight you want to take on, jump in and do something with it. Anyway, Brad Dinkins joins me as he does on a regular basis. He is the legal guy that we have. Don't listen to me. I'll get you in trouble with the judge. You know what I'm saying? I'll have you be doing a Donald Trump where the judge tells you to stop talking. You just say, no, I have a right to speak. And then the next thing you know, you'll be hearing the jail thing slam closed on you, you know?
Yeah, right? I know. They if a judge throws Donald Trump behind bars at any time in this process, or he's convicted and put behind bars, it would be utter stupidity, and I predict the Supreme Court would probably quickly intervene in some capacity to prevent a total violent response by those who appreciate a free election and a free country and a fair election. And now, for the record, I want to make it really clear. I do not advocate civil war. I don't advocate violence. So FBI, CIA, or any of the other deep state people that are listening to this, you can't arrest me and prosecute me because I'm not advocating. I'm just putting for the record.
I don't advocate it either. I talk about it. People call me out for talking. I go, look, I'm simply calling out the truth of the matter is that if America's gotten to a point where if they really feel like they're being shackled down, like, you know, with communism and what have you, I shudder to think what they're going to do, what they will do. I don't think violence is the answer, to your point, very clear about that. But I don't know how you stop it. You look at our Declaration of Independence. Look at the reason we went to war. Look at the reason we got violent to begin with. It looks to me like all those stars are lining up again.
I know. And it's a serious concern because when our freedoms and liberties are taken away from us and there is no possibility for proper redress, then the people will at that point take back their government one way or the other. And if there's not an election process to take back their government because of massive fraud or the lead candidate is put behind bars like a banana republic does, then they can expect people will look for alternative means to seek justice and restoration of our country as a true free electing democratic republic.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think you're 100% right on. And I think that, again, it's just like you and I have talked about people who show up at school board meetings and, you know, in California, they're trying to pass these laws where you can't, you can be removed from a meeting because they perceive or have deemed that you're being disruptive. My joke is always, all right, what does disruptive mean? Tell me what that means to you. You know what I'm saying? They won't. They can't. You know?
No, they can't. And I would say it's almost void for vagueness would be my number one defense with that kind of a policy. It's disruptive in what capacity, what specifically. So, in fact, we dealt with a case in Texas, actually in the Austin area, dealing with a gentleman who was kicked out of a board meeting. He didn't threaten anyone. He was speaking facts and information, but because some of the board didn't like what he was saying, he's being disruptive. He's being disruptive. And they had police come and remove him from the place and was even criminally prosecuting him. It was outrageous. Now, this is in the Austin area. Austin exactly is a little more like an embassy for the state of California than it is a part of Texas. So we at Pacific Justice Institute, we are there to stand behind parents that are mistreated and denied their opportunity to express themselves at public meetings, including school board meetings.
Yeah, and again, it's to your point, it's very subjective. When you sit there and you tell people, hey, look, in my case, I will look at my other board members and say, look, you need to define first what disruptive is. But what exactly? Because if you end up in court and you haven't really defined this, it's nowhere to be seen. We're going to lose, and we're not going to just lose the case. We're going to lose a lot of money, right?
Right.
You know
exactly.
So there's no guarantee it's being distributed or you know put out there evenly or equally if you don't have all that lined up to begin with. I don't. I've already talked too much, but anyhow. Where else was I going to go with... Oh, Nikki Haley. Let's have some fun with that, okay? She lost. She almost sounds like the mainstream media. She shows up at her speech and she talks about how Donald Trump may have won, but we almost got half the vote. Okay, but you lost.
Okay. Yeah, decisively lost.
Yeah, I'm clueless there.
And I think what's important for people to know is, you know, she was saying that, like, you know, but what she left out was, and by the way, 70%, 7 out of 10 of the voters who voted for me were not Republican. She sort of left that out. A lot of them were Democrats or Democrats who registered as independents just to vote against Trump. And that's what the stats show, the exit interviews show. In mass, among the Republicans, only the Republicans only, Trump was about 70% of the Republican vote. 70%. And this is in a one of the most moderate kind of, you know, Republican, you know, as far as the states and Republican Party right. goes. You know, their governor, you know, was not for Trump. I mean, and yet he got 70% of the Republican vote in a true, pure Republican primary. That's what the outcome would have been. And she knows she doesn't have a chance. Everyone, state leaders in South Carolina, the state senators, the state office holders, they've all endorsed Trump. It's obvious that she's going to get slaughtered in South Carolina. She didn't even file properly in Nevada, so she's going to lose there automatically. And then she says she wants to wait till November the 5th for the big election. So people are just perplexed. What is she running for? Surely not to be vice president. You know, Trump's not going to vote for someone like this because Trump appreciates his strategist, but he also appreciates character and loyalty and people who put America first and the move to put America first, like DeSantis did, like Tim Scott, etc. So, you know, some say she just wants to be a spoiler. Some say she's maybe planning on running as an independent because it's all about her. It's not about America. It's not about policies. It's not about putting America first. But I will say more than anything, she has hurt herself dramatically because how she has responded has been very indicative and revealing of her character and has become a major, major turnoff on people who before sort of looked at her favorably. Now they don't like what they see. They see someone who's narcissistic and not putting America first, like the other candidates did. They got behind Trump when it was obvious that they did not have a chance of winning.
Yeah, here's the game the left plays that I so much enjoy. Is they're putting out information, and you know, Mark, I guess Theismann, he's over at Fox News talking about how you have to watch this because look how close it was. Trump didn't get the win he was supposed to get. They go through all this. The last time you had a challenge like this was when Pat Buchanan challenged George H.W. Bush. And he got 38% of the vote to Bush's 52. And I'm saying to myself, okay, but in those days, people voting, you know, switching parties just to vote against someone didn't happen like it does today. And to your point, they were interviewing people saying, yeah, I re-registered as an independent so I could vote for Trump. I mean, vote for Nikki, but I will not vote for her in the general election. I will be voting for Joe Biden. So you're sitting there going, okay, they just gave you the answer. They just gave you the game plan. Take those 70% of the votes away from her. What did she get?
I know. And also, it's interesting to note that it's been revealed that a Democrat, a leftist Democrat billionaire, has been funding her campaign. That's the same guy who has been funding some of the pressure against Trump to be prosecuted, put behind bars.
Yep.
And she took the money. And it wasn't like this was just some little person over here who sent $100 in. She knew darn well where it was coming from. And the corporate hacks who are a part of the elitist, leftist establishment or they're the ones who are backing her, and it's all coming to the surface. And she's toast.
All right, real quick. You got about 10 seconds. PJI.org, right? PJI.org.
Right.
Check it out. Got any questions? Write them to me, joe@therealside.com. We'll ask them next week. God bless, Brad. Thanks for doing what you're doing. People, you got me for the next hour. Good luck to you.
The Boar Store.